USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A military aircraft with five Marines on board crashed in California on Wednesday afternoon, killing four people on board. The crash site is near Glamis, that's northeast of El Centro, California. A spokesperson for the Marine Corps confirmed the aircraft was an MV-22B Osprey. It belonged to the 3rd Marine Aircraft Wing. Another spike in monthly price growth will set a serious threat to the U.S. economy. The Consumer Price Index, or CPI, inflation data will be released Friday and is expected to show consumer prices rising at a faster rate between April and May due largely to surging oil prices and its effects on the economy. Liftoff of a Falcon 9 rocket from Launch Complex 40 at Cape Canaveral, Florida, Wednesday afternoon, boosted the Egyptian Nilesat 301 Internet satellite to orbit, completing SpaceX's first mission of June. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Another resisting arrest in Michigan that resulted in a death is being investigated.
The Kent County prosecutor in Michigan is set to announce whether charges will be filed against a Grand Rapids police officer in the death of Patrick Leoya. Police camera footage shows Leoya resisting arrest on April 4th and attempting to grab the officer's taser. That's when the officer shot him. Toxicology reports later showed Leoya's blood alcohol level at 3 times the legal limit. Activists who've demanded justice for Leoya have interrupted several city meetings, forcing them to adjourn early. In addition, police are investigating vandalism at several city officials' homes. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
One person is dead and at least 30 are injured after a car drove into a crowd in Berlin, Germany, Wednesday. A 29-year-old man has been arrested. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Republican Representative Claudia Tenney told Newsmax overnight the primetime broadcast of the House committee hearings investigating January 6 will be performance art at its best at a time when Americans have far more in their minds, including massive inflation and out-of-control gas prices.
Well, this is performance art at its best. The Democrats know they have nothing on policy that they can win with. So now it's time to bring back an ABC-produced spectacular about January 6 while they ignore inflation. You just cited the highest gas prices in history of the United States, a major crisis at the southern border, and we're talking about human trafficking, drug trafficking, illegal immigrants, crime, everything coming across the border. You're seeing chaos around the world, emboldening the Iranian mullahs in the Middle East to harm our neighbors and allies there. The crisis and war in Ukraine by Putin's unprovoked war, it just never ends. But they want to focus on January 6th, and most Americans are focused on real issues that are facing them every single day.
The Brookings Institution placed its president, retired four-star Marine General John Allen, on administrative leave Wednesday amid a federal investigation by the FBI that claims he illegally lobbied on behalf of the Persian Gulf nation Qatar. The FBI recently seized Allen's electronic data as part of a probe that detailed his behind-the-scenes efforts to help an outside entity influence U.S. policy. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.